First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Governor Walker took to Twitter yesterday to criticize NFL players who choose to kneel during the national anthem. An officer-involved shooting in Fox Crossing is getting some scrutiny after police released video of the encounter, and authorities have broken up an animal fighting ring in Pierce County, rescuing more than 1,500 birds and dogs. Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks.
Well, let's start. It's an NFL opening weekend, and there's a Twitter war between Governor Walker and his opponents in the race for governor. What's going on?
So, Rob, on the one hand, we're talking about Twitter now, and this has nothing to do with any policy matter or anything that actually directly affects Wisconsinites. But by another way of looking at it, I think this little Twitter fight is actually one of the most telling things that's happened in this gubernatorial campaign. So essentially what happened was Governor Walker yesterday had a tweet storm, sustained criticism of NFL players who protest during the national anthem, who have taken a knee, and calling on Tony Evers, his Democratic opponent, to state his position. Does he stand up for the anthem? Does he think NFL players should be protesting during the national anthem and criticizing the Democratic lieutenant governor candidate who has expressed support for the NFL players' protests?
Now, why do you say this is so telling?
Well, so as a friend of mine on Twitter said, is Walker chose to go full Trump here. This was not a dash off thing or a stray post. This was rolled out by the Walker campaign very much on purpose as a way to insert this issue into the race. You know, whatever you think about Walker, whether it's, you know, for those who support him or those who don't support him, he has tended to focus on real policy matters, like the policy changes that he and the Republican majority have implemented over the last year are significant and substantial, very different on a different poll in a different place than the kind of like symbolic culture war politics that that the president favors. And this was Walker jumping in with both feet into exactly that sort of politics.
Right. And President Trump has said pretty explicitly he thinks that the NFL issue, the players kneeling in protest of police brutality during the national anthem, President Trump thinks this is a winning issue for him. It looks like maybe at the Wisconsin level, Governor Walker and Republicans think it could be a helpful issue for them.
Well, you know, maybe, yeah. I mean, I think there are a couple of possibilities here. One is that the Walker team thinks it's a winning issue, just in absolute terms, that more people will be on their side. I'm not really familiar enough with polling to judge that. I should say, before we go on, I should say Tony Evers did issue a response and said he's proud to stand for the national anthem and also, you know, respects the First Amendment rights of those who choose to protest during the anthem. So just so we don't just cruise past that. But on the politics, the other thing that could be going on here that is, I find, sort of a persuasive theory is that this is aimed directly at the Republican base. So to the extent that Republicans in Wisconsin are not so motivated, we've seen in special elections, Democrats have appeared to be much more motivated this year. In the Supreme Court election, that was the case. So this is a very Trumpy issue, and it's a sort of, you know, a very Fox News issue. And so this could be aimed at trying to juice the enthusiasm on that side of the aisle.
This could be two months now, Rob. It could be a long bunch of months here between now and Election Day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a nerd, but it is like, shouldn't we? It does feel like, aren't there more important topics, right? I mean, there's a lot of symbolic weight to this, and certainly it's like this is an issue that does resonate with people, for good or bad. People get very, very mad about this issue, but it's nothing to do with policy. Like, there are like actual policy matters at the state.
Let's move on to another story this week. A civil rights attorney is questioning the actions of a Fox Crossing police officer. This is in the Fox Cities area. After reviewing video of a shooting in May that led to the death of a 25-year-old man there. Can you tell us what happened, Rob, in that incident?
Right. So, yeah, so this is in late May. A police were called to the Trestle Trail Bridge in Fox Crossing after reports that a man with a knife was acting erratically and was threatening people with the knife. So when police were called in, they were aware that they were going into a potentially dangerous situation. They've released body camera footage, so we can see what happened. And a police officer approached this 25-year-old man, shouting at him to drop the weapon, to get down on the ground. The man did not obey those orders, and as he began to come toward the police officer, the officer shot him and killed him.
So what's the argument from a civil rights attorney now taking this up and criticizing the department here?
Well, the civil rights attorney's argument is that police did not do enough to de-escalate this situation. The man was in a public area. There were others in the vicinity, but there was no one else on the bridge, and so the argument is the man was somewhat contained. And what you did not see was police making an effort to de-escalate or to find an outcome besides a fatal outcome.
And what has the police department said about this?
Well, I mean, as a matter of law, this is actually somewhat cut and dry. The man was armed, and he was coming toward the police officer. You can see it in the video. So the Winnebago County District Attorney has concluded that that this was a justified shooting. There aren't going to be any charges against the officer. It's probably worth noting, just because of the context and many of these cases that become flashpoints, this was a young white man, and the officer also was white. As a legal matter, that's the fact that he had defied the orders and was coming toward the officer makes it justified. But there is a deeper question. Not every justified shooting necessarily needs to be a shooting. I don't know in this particular case. I'm not making an argument one way or another. But there is a conversation to be had about what tools are available to police and when they might choose to do something other than use force.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the top stories in Wisconsin news this last week. Moving west to Pierce County, another painful, difficult story here, Rob. Not too far from the Twin Cities, police uncovered a huge, animal fighting operation. What did they find?
Yeah, Pierce County is in the sort of far western Wisconsin, almost like exurban Minneapolis. And they have seized 20 pit bulls and about 1,500 hens and roosters from this home, and they've found all the markers of animal fighting operations, the dog fighting and cock fighting operations with the ring, and the animals just kept in awful condition with scars and various signs of bad maltreatment.
And the police were originally there, I understand, because of drug charges or a suspicion of drugs on the premises.
Right. One of the people, the two people who lived in this home have been arrested and are in police custody. One of them had been previously arrested on drug charges, including police say they found a safe with 4 pounds of methamphetamine, and this other earlier separate arrest. And at that time, when they were at the house, is when they discovered these animals and fighting facilities. And so this seizure follows that.
And this is a big arrest. The scale of this historically seems pretty big, Rob.
Right, absolutely. I mean, there are we see there are very, you know, puppy mill cases. There are animal hoarding is a real thing, but these sort of underground fighting rings you don't see as often. There are, in a case that National Public Radio reported on this case and referred to a massive operation in the Los Angeles area in recent years. But I mean, this has all the markers of a large underground operation. So it's a significant arrest.
Well, we'll watch that story as it moves through the courts. Want to wrap up on a happier and lighter note, Rob. The Milwaukee Brewers in a race for their division with the Chicago Cubs played a series this week at Miller Park in Milwaukee. On Tuesday, the Brewers won, pretty big, 11-1. And one fan marked that win in a pretty special and extravagant way. Can you talk about what happened?
So picture a giant 25-foot by 15-foot flag with blue flag with a giant white L on it, unfurled over the upper deck at Miller Park, reaching almost down to like the outfield wall. It was hilarious.
As a giant L, and this is something that I guess the Cubs do at their home field, put up the W or L if they win or lose. This was a particular message. Now, I don't know where I would go to buy a 25 by 15 blue flag with a big L on it. It sounds like this had to be made custom.
Well, yeah, I'm proud to say that my colleagues at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel got to the bottom of this. This is a DeForest man named Jay Ryan, and it was custom made. He ordered it for, $140 online so that he could have the opportunity to troll Cubs fans. I'm a Cubs fan. I should come clean.
What?
I grew up in Central Illinois. My family, it's Cubs people. What can I say? But I have to give points. This is quality trolling.
I'm looking at the judges. Okay, we're going to allow that, Rob. Your Cubs fandom. So you're hoping to not see this L flag too many times in the future.
That's right. Well, I mean, the Cubs are still in first place, but the Brewers have another crack at next week. There's a new series, so the L flag, Brewers fans, you may have another opportunity.
Well, another good talk, Rob. I'm waving a giant W flag for you. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's with us for our weekly roundup of news from around the state. In the interest of accuracy, I do not, in fact, have a giant W flag that I'm waving in the studio.